microphone master. The most innovative, understated, put others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J Love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bend your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Microphone master, J-Love, plays rock, banging and fire.
Sorry, nigga, I'm trying to come home. Yeah, sorry, nigga, I'm trying to come home. Well, the walls are talking to me, and I know you think I'm wrong. But sorry, nigga, I'm trying to come home.
Now when the phone start to click in, your words start to echo. Say you got a hanger, but that man won't let go. Oh, my nigga say it ain't so. Now he speaking on some niggas that he say he ain't know. We used to steal dirt bikes, dodge raindrops. So close, niggas thought we had the same pops. Graduated, getting money on the same blocks. But things change when we ain't end up in that same box. Hearing whispers, it ain't adding up. Giving you the jailhouse talk, but you ain't mad enough. I never thought I'd be the last man standing up. I never thought I'd have to question where you man enough. Long letters, how the streets got the best of you. Telling all your cellies, how come I ain't sitting next to you? Yeah, see I can read between the lines. So it's awkward when you call and I gotta press 5.
Sorry nigga, I'm trying to come home. Sorry, nigga, I'm trying to come home. I think the feds are looking through me. Can't you hear it in my tone? So then, sorry, nigga, I'm trying to come home. Hey!
Got me tiptoeing through the conversation on our calls. Trying to act normal, but the writing's on the walls. It's like I hear you smiling when you heard they hit the wall. But I just let it ride so I don't be the next to fall. They saying Terry, I've been getting money while I'm gone. And won't he trying to holler at my bitch when I was home? Nah, he selling cars, it be him in Lil' Rome. I'm just trying to offset what he was saying on my phone. Nowadays, niggas don't need shovels to bury you. Pointing fingers like pallbearers, how they carry you. So much for death before dishonor. Might as well have a rope and gavel like your honor. I just sit and wonder, play it by the numbers. When you ride like lightning, then you crash like thunder. Seen your baby mama, she ain't even know if she should speak. What the fuck is there to say, knowing her king's now weak, saying,
sorry nigga, I'm trying to come home. Yeah, sorry nigga, I'm trying to come home. Well, the walls are talking to me, and I know you think I'm wrong. But sorry nigga, I'm trying to come home. Hey!
Let's talk real niggas, let's speak real nigga. How many niggas you know snitching you ain't kill nigga? Covered his own tracks, he didn't care that. We had a legacy he killed, I got to wear that. Every move we ever made is getting stared at. I bet the man inside his mirror doesn't stare back. Break your heart when a man you call your brother be the same one that set in motion all them undercovers. Called my mom, mother, was at my graduation. When I signed my record deal, you was my motivation. From great friends, now it's no affiliation. Divided by the time he was facing, once he told me that,
sorry nigga, I'm trying to come home. Yeah. Sorry nigga, I'm trying to come home. I think the feds are looking through me. Can't you hear it in my tone?
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. With me is Star Saxon and I am J Love, and we have an interesting episode. We're going to be joined by a gentleman by the name of De La Zoo, who's affiliated with an artist that Star Saxon and I hold in high regard. He's affiliated with Master Ace, so that there gave him a look, and then listening to his music, I think he's a real talented dude. And we're going to talk a little bit about. We're just going to go right into it because the song we just came out of was Pusha T featuring Pharrell. It's called Snitch. And so that dovetails right into what we're talking about. Last week, it hit the interwebs, as some folks like to say. The D'Angelo Russell, who's the rookie point guard for the Los Angeles Lakers, he somehow, I say in air quotes,
somehow,
a secret video that he recorded of Nick Young, his roommate on the road, about the end of December of last year, ended up getting out. And in this video, essentially, what D'Angelo was doing, it's odd. It's almost like one of those comedies where the guy has the rose, the microphone in his rose lapel, and he's leaning up right against the guy saying, where are the drugs hitting? And the guy just doesn't get it. But so essentially Nick Young is being asked, so, hey, that girl that you hooked up with the other day, how old was she? Oh, she was 19. Oh, and you 30, right? Oh, so what's up? So you still with Iggy, who's his fiance, and he's detailing all these sexual exploits and all this stuff. And then I guess, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of it, D'Angelo says, hey, thanks for talking, saying that to the camera. And he was supposed to have deleted it. Didn't delete it. It goes crazy. It goes viral. They end up having a press conference to talk about this. Iggy Azalea is all in the news, talking to her husband. Her fiance is doing all kinds of crazy things. The teammates, D'Angelo Russell's teammates, won't sit with him. They won't pass him the ball. All this stuff. Star Saxon. The canvas is so empty right now. So go ahead and paint it, my brother.
So we got a serious problem out here in Los Angeles. Amongst the 12 starters or 12 team, 12 individual team that comprise the LA Lakers, one of them apparently is a snitch.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand snitches, dude. I can't stand snitches. I myself saw the video. I had the volume up real loud to try to make sure that I wasn't missing anything that allowed me to misconstrue the fact that D'Angelo Russell is a fucking snitch. I didn't miss anything. Dude's a snitch. Look. He's asking all these fucking questions like, who'd you fuck? How old was she? How old are you? I mean, it's just like, and then like, look, everybody knows I'm a proud UCLA Bruin. I got no love for Nick Young, a USC Trojan.
Right.
But at a certain point, though, he still is a local Angelino. And we got to go back to the code, man. Like, first off, if Nick wasn't highly engaged in his little tablet swiping, searching the internet, he probably would have done what most red-blooded Los Angeles-born people would have done, which would have been, hey, nigga, what's up with the fucking 20 questions, dude? I mean, look, if you're from, like, New York, you probably would have asked it, but I know L.A. niggas would have been like, hey, what's up with you asking all these fucking questions, man? I know we play games and shit, but come on, man. Camera on or camera off? Why are you asking all these fucking questions, nigga? But he didn't do it because he was caught up in that flow experience of searching the internet, you know, where you're, like, looking at videos. And you blink, and then like 3 hours have gone by. That type of flow experience. It seemed like Nick was just caught up in there, just mumbling the responses and shit. But seriously, D'Angelo, like, A, why are you asking all these types of fucking questions? B, why are you following up these bitch ass questions with some like extra detail? Like, how old was she? And then C, it was like, dude, you asking questions like you a fucking virgin or something, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was like, I don't know, man.
One of the things that's interesting to me was that I was listening to one person's opinion on this, and they said that because there's speculation that he'll never be able to survive in terms of being able to be productive on an NBA team, and I disagree with that. I subscribe to the thought that's not that. I don't think that he's talented enough that he'll be able to get by, but I do subscribe to the theory that it'll be one of those things. How many times have you been chopping it up with your boys, and then that one dude walks in the room and everybody gets quiet?
He's that dude now, right?
So it's going to be easy. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Hey, yeah, what's up, man? Yeah, nah, practice is at noon, man. Okay. Yeah, so what else you need, man? Oh, nothing. I need nothing. Okay, cool. We'll see you later in a minute. We'll see you. We'll see you, man. We'll see you. Then as soon as he leaves, all right, man, so what's up with that hoe, man? Oh, you know. That's what it's going
to be. He's that dude, man. He's that dude, man, and that's a hard moniker to drop, dude. He's that dude now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, look, let's say they got that relationship that they say they had, where they're they play these pranks on these fucking they, you know, on their phone, and they ask all these stupid questions, and that's just something they do on the road trip. In the end, though, you got to secure that shit, Hudson. You got to delete that fucking file.
You
know what I mean?
How do you even keep that? How do you keep that any longer than when you acknowledge, hey, I was recording you? How do you keep that any longer than that? You don't keep it unless you plan on doing something with it. He had a plan with it, and it doesn't... Things don't get posted to Twitter or Instagram or wherever on accident, because there are steps that need to be taken. First, you click on the Twitter icon. Then you grab the document. Then you hit send. There's multiple steps, and so there's no accident.
Hey, dude, with his type of mentality, he's the type of dude that'll have a wife, and then in his iPhone have a contact called my download jump off with the number right there. I mean, what the fuck are you doing? You got your teammate saying he's doing dirt on his girl, and then you record it. The first thing you should have been like is like, you know what? I ain't gonna record this shit. But B, you save the file. Even if you didn't upload that shit, dude, you're a celebrity. Your phone is prime fodder for motherfuckers to try to like crack.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it, dude. I mean, and then like 14-year-olds know this shit, dude. I said, that's why motherfuckers invented Snapchat. Right? Because 14-year-olds know that if they got a fucking, if they're doing dirt on a homie or some dirty ass folks, something, they want that shit to go away. D'Angelo's like, man, I want that shit in the cloud forever.
Yeah, that's interesting. And if you're Nick Young, when it all of a sudden you get a call from, maybe it's one of his boys that gave him a call, or maybe it was Iggy that said, so what's up with that girl that you was with, that she was 19 and you was, you know, with your 30-year-old ass? And he's saying, what you talking about? So you're saying that you didn't mess with her? Nah, hell nah. And then all of a sudden, hey, here's a link I'm gonna send you, and you just speechless.
And then what about the Kobe factor, dude? Now they're just like, yo man, Kobe's retiring in like 6 games. But before you retire, Kobe, can you talk about back when you were a snitch? Remember when you were snitching on Shaq? Can you talk about that? Oh, you don't want to talk about that? Okay, let's talk about the events that led up to why you were a snitch. Remember that thing in Colorado? You want to talk? I know you're retiring in 6 days, but 6 games. But I think we really need to revisit, like, Kobe snitching, Kobe Colorado, 6 games before you retire. Good looking out, D'Angelo.
Kobe might be going extra hard at him in practice and give him a couple elbows to the neck or to the head or something like that. So we're going to get into a couple of songs. We're going to come back with the De La Zoo conversation. And then from that, I want to get into that. You remember that Thabo Sefolosha incident that happened last year? So I want to get in a little bit into that and the way that the media isn't covering the aftermath, the way that they covered everything that led up to it. So we're going to get into Black Milk featuring Royce da 5'9". It's called Losing Out. We got Ice-T, which is so appropriate, Bitches Too. Mobb Deep, From the Classic. Cradle to the Grave. Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Catch a Bad One, because Nick Young is going to be trying, definitely sending a bad one towards D'Angelo Russell. So Black Milk, Royce da 5'9", Ice-T, Mobb Deep, and Del the Funky Homo Sapien. We're going to come back with the De La Zoo conversation. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Got the rock star backdrop right now. Everybody gather around. Listen. Walk with me. Yeah, let's talk about who's the most underestimated plus underrated city in this hip-hop game. Let's talk about, I don't know if these industry mofos overlook us, cause they might be afraid. They know if we get the spotlight that you might not get your spotlight back for a couple decades. Let's talk about Auburn, A-Burn, I was day twice turn like Berry Gordy came back. Don't think about comparing us to another metropolitan area or anywhere on this globe. Let's talk about us breaking barriers, spitting sick as malaria, spitting you, not even spitting the cold. Let's talk about how they make the masses attracted to the whack like a magnet, it's a sad mission. Just talking about how I mastered these massive lyrics advance like you in the class with a mathematician. Just think about losing out. No, you're not losing yet. We beat a beast like this all the time. You got a few more minutes of abuse. My nigga Royce, where you at?
Right here, my nigga.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. I got more cases in the motherfucking AR clip than they got on our mayor. Let's talk about it. If you from the D and you don't fuck with Hex Trick or me, then you probably a square. Let's talk about the metropolitan area, venereal spitter, still proof, burial bitter, poof. Talk about me, I'ma be on your ass. Trouble sales, I will hate I to the double L. Don't think about tussling with a head buster who got more muscle than Cool J double L. Ha. You can pop like that, take off your whole top like that. Another body, what the hell? Let's talk about making niggas hard earn money, yours putting money on heads like I'm paying they barbers. Talking about cotton mouth, hangover, Range Rover 750. When I hit the streets, game over, nigga. I ain't never losing out.
Nah, no, it's almost over. I give you one last chance to keep up. Round three, nigga. Let's talk about the best, the worst. Started from birth with the gift and the curse. Now I'm spitting the verse just to talk about whenever I'm spitting the verse. Feels like my words splitting the earth in two. Got them talking about who's that rap dude that mastered the soul clap, who and mastered the boom bat boom like the D where the crack moves in the street. Niggas pull heat longer than Shaq shoes. Don't think about bringing out them Ninas, cause we about clean them out. Phone calls could lead to a wet shirt. Ringing out gunshots, tech burp, expert leaning out the window, bringing my inner demon out. Talking about how we got it mastered, the fact that whenever me and Black do a track, it's a classic. Talking about my life, nigga, no sound realer. Riding with the 4-pound thriller like Mike. Out.
Critical beatdown. He needed money, I would always come through. Needed a car, he could use mine too. But bust this, out on the street, people say he was riffing. Calling me a sucker, talking about how foul I'm living. Someone heard him popping that shit last week. Fronting for some pussy from some big butt freak. Saying I'm his work, I was on his dick. Talking that crazy old weak ass shit. And after all of that, she still walked away. How you gonna dish your boy to get some play? And when I stepped to him about it, he said, who snitched? Yo, how did he go out?
He went out like a bitch.
So ladies, we just ain't talking about you, cause some of y'all niggas is bitches too. Brother named Mitch, stone player. He meet a girl in 5 minutes, he lay her. Truck crazy, jewels, hands smothered in ice. Been to prison not once but twice. Kept a stupid thick posse made of thugs and crooks and hoods. And vet hustlers that were up to no good. But they all stood behind him and watched his back. That's the only way to roll on the track. But yo, Mitch got rushed by the feds last week. They snatched by the trunk of his white Cornice.
Took a look inside and what did they see? Two keys and a gallon of PCP. Oh shit, the thought crashed, Mitch is subliminal. Three strikes, that's called habitual criminal. So instead of going under, he snitched on his whole posse. Maxed at the crib and sipped martini and Rossi. Sold out his whole crew, that rat named Mitch. Yo, how did he go out?
He went out like a bitch.
So ladies, we just ain't talking about you, cause some of y'all niggas is bitches too. Never that fly, couldn't act cool even when he tried. When we played rough, he always cried. When he told stories, he always lied. A black brother who was missing the cool part. He had the color but was missing the true heart. When we would fight, he would always go down quick. So he took karate and he still got his ass kicked. But now he's married and he kicks his wife's ass. Says it comes from problems that he had in the past. Doesn't like blacks, claims he's upper class. Joined the police, got himself a badge. Now he rolls the streets and he's out the jack. Dogging young brothers cause they usually don't fight back. Got a white partner and he asked for that. And every night another head they crack. So now he's big man, but he really ain't shit. Yo, how did he go out?
He went out like a bitch.
So ladies, we just ain't talking about you, cause a lot of these pigs are bitches too. One night with my crew and some new kid. I didn't know homeboy, but Evil E did. So I thought he was cool, we rode in his ride. Ragtop tray on Dayton's, lifted side to side. We hit the party deep, niggas was hawking me. You could feel the vibe of thick artillery. Parliament was on some OG shit. I put my back to the wall and felt my pistol grip. All of a sudden, niggas start tripping, flipping. The record starts skipping, wilding. Fools start loking up. Gats crack, the room starts smoking up. Me and E hit the floor and then the back door. My boys let off an automatic encore. But when we made it out to the ride, it was gone. We had to shoot it out side by side. Punk left us there to die in a ditch. Yeah, how did he go out?
He went out like a bitch.
So ladies, we just ain't talking about you, cause you scary ass niggas is bitches too. So if you're wondering why we looking at you funny, it's because
some of you niggas are bitches too.
You always tell a brother you're gonna loan him money, but you don't, cause
some of you niggas are bitches too.
Yo, lad, you know why they be frontin'? I'ma tell you why, cause
some of you niggas are bitches too.
You act like you can fight, but when it's a real fight, you find out that
some of you niggas are bitches too.
Yo, I'ma do it ice, I'ma do it ice. No, you ain't, man, no, you ain't, cause
some of you niggas are bitches too.
My brother think he's got backup, but he really don't.
Forever wild from the cradle to the grave, kid, watch your back. One time's coming always. They locked me up for 12 days. I can't comprehend. Now I'm a free man on the streets again. Chasing St. Ives down with some Seagram's gin. Life is like a dice game and I'm in to win. On the scene, from the 41st side of Queens. We get the cream, laid up, love, redeemed. Cause I mean what I mean. I'm out to claim king, doing my thing throughout states, my name a ring. To all my people's locked down, coming back to life. In the world once again, though your bed was strife. While you was gone, we was going to war. And even more, saw my man laying dead on the floor. Kid, I swore that our crew would live forever. I guess I was wrong, no, until we meet again. Hold your head and stay strong, yo. Got my mind on a place to hide from police.
Where?
Sweating dogs as I'm running across 12th Street. Just as I approached the block, I spotted Jake on the creep down by Vic's Wee Spot. Made a U.E. up the hill, plus a change of plans. I had to hurry back so I can warn my man.
It had me stressed a little, son. Had my heart rapidly pumping. Niggas started cutting, behind the bushes ducking. My ears rung, I plunged the clip into the guns. Got grazed in the arm, one slug hit my son. He was bleeding from the head, I couldn't believe it. We was defeated, if it was the case I couldn't beat it. Felt like crying,
the temperature's rising.
I saw my man helpless, damn near on the verge of dying. So the P, I passed the iron.
Kid, you ain't lying. I went to stash the murder weapon, plus I'm relying
on the door to be open. Going in the building is a trap. Police bucking at me. They tried to twist my zone back. Jetted up the staircase to the third floor. Reach behind the sink, throw the heater on the floor. Lock the door. Police grabbed me up and tried to break my jaw. Said, where's the gun we saw? We know you was there at the homicide scene. And if it wasn't you, it was somebody from your team. From the cradle to the grave.
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 Straight from the motherfucking cradle to the grave.
Yo, it's the real drama kills. Nobody moves, stand still, body you. Drop that ass off in the landfill. Son, bless me with the iron I got beef with. Some niggas from the other side over some weak shit. Load up the heaters, greet them with the hollow tips. Slipping like the Gotti click. My crew strictly body shit. The cradle to the grave is where I'll end up. Fuck getting sent up north, son, I'm bent up. Doing my dirt on a low. Fucking with the marbles like a trowel, no doubt you're gonna blow. You never know, he didn't even have to go. Dear, I'm prepared, now we six below. You know I'm chillin', I got no time for catching feelings. Get that money up more, some brothers wanna act funny. But it's all good, I still die for the hood. For my peoples, yeah, knock on wood. Triple L, roll the dice while I put you on. To the drama, what I gotta say is short, not long. This nigga that I'm beginning to dislike, he got me fed. If he doesn't discontinue his bullshit, he might be dead. You know him well, and probably go way back. But I don't care if he's your man doing shit like that. I hope the word gets back to him, cause I'll scrum. He shitted on my man and we got plans to zoom. Let's get it over with quick, I'm tired of waiting. Ain't no fair over here, dear, we just debating on when and how. Later or right now, spoke to Killer yesterday, he said to chill for a while. But it's hard acting like everything is alright. I get the chills when I see that nigga in my sight. A dead man walking, not only that, he's still talking.
About what?
About how and what he did very often. You don't know how much I fiend to put his ass in the coffin. One day my man and the next he's not. Didn't know him long anyway, so fuck it. It's funny how things change.
Hold up.
From the cradle to the grave.
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 Straight from the motherfucking cradle to the grave.
Hold up, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna die. For real, kid. No.
People having memory loss, they don't remember I'm the boss. Your claws, your phone big when I close it. In on your men and your faculty, your whacker be out my face. You must be basic if you think that you can tackle the triumphant. I'm pumping the volume, increases your mises, get sliced to pieces. Please listen to my album, even if you're white like talcum and a pagan, just stay in tune with my tune. And I presume it's doom designated to anyone who stated a word against me. I serve an MC simply, put like my foot up your anus, you're shameless. Trying to get over, I'ma go for mine. You know the time, now that I'm older, I'm gonna rip niggas' heads with the said salutations. Introducing Dell and it's been for boosting tales of my adventures. Attempt to try and you will live or die, whichever I choose, you lose. Crews get ashamed cause we blame them for fighting. You might win if you start writing and stop fighting. No time for games, I rearrange my vocals in your headphones. I vote till I get an answer, acknowledge and abolish all the whack records. Hieroglyphics you know respected. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. I get juice when I let loose a little of my cleverness. Up into my follicles with no moose. Choose your weapon, you kept stepping, you're swepping a hurricane. Della blur your brain. So your next generations of youth will be facing the truth. And the truth is I'll leave you with a loose tooth. Gums get split if you bit. I'll extract the truth out your ass like I'm standing in the pulpit. Or a lie detector wreck your sector when you're standing. I can't swing branding, expanding on what I'm handing to the people. Cause we will, and you can't say a damn thing about it. If you doubt it, you're already out of line. So let me remind you behind about the switch.
which I used to bruise your bottom. That little nigga tried to cut, I caught him. He didn't think that I would see that, so be that, and be off the D, cause we rap. We sap the strength and lap the lymph around the whole course of time, and still got the time to unwind. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law.
We MCs make me Earl. Earl is your world is crushed because I gotta make you hush. You gotta be eliminated. The way I demonstrate it, you hate it, but still I am the greatest. Like a boxer, I'ma knock your socks off. Nowhere to run to, exits are blocked off. Steadily I'm dissing, man. I hope you're listening. Brothers like my flow, others ride my jock like a bicycle. But I'm psycho, fools try to play me like Tycho. Got to pull the rifle, Daisy, graze the ass with the BB. It comes speedy, sign the peace treaty, or you'll be needing medical attention when I leave you bleeding. Throw a monkey wrench in your program, crammed up your ass, and it's just too bad, son. Catch a bad one.
Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your foe, I'm gonna break your fucking arm.
Fucking know what I'm saying?
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. This gentleman, right, just because of your association, I said, let me take a listen to some of this gentleman's music, and really talented. His name is De La Zou. Welcome, man. How you doing?
I'm feeling good, man. How's it going?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. So we'll reveal what the association is later. But I want to get into it. First off, as soon as I saw the name, it made me think of De La Soul. It made me think of Brooklyn Zoo. I know you are not from the New York area. So tell me, where did you get your name from? Where did that come from?
Yeah, I'm from a city about 2 hours west of Detroit called Kalamazoo, Michigan. Zoo has always been a nickname for it, and the De La from the zoo. Kind of always fit. I came up with it when I was like 14, 15, and just kind of stuck.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Now, one of the things that I wanted to, when I was listening to some of your music, and correct me if I'm wrong, because this is a conversation back and forth. It's like you walked into my house
and
just chopping it up, man. So, your music, I think it has some pop influences. It's b-boyish. You got some synth sounds. I know that you produce as well. You get a little bit of, you got some melody, so a little bit of singing sometimes in the hooks, and you bring bars to it. Did I kind
bro,
of
you wrote that down so nicely. You wrote that down so nicely.
So as you were going through, because I know that you're young in the game, but you've already had a winding road to get to where you are now. How challenging was it to really start to find your sound and your own voice?
Man, that was the hardest part of it too, because like I said before, like I kind of skipped a couple steps as it goes to getting your music actually noticed. It was almost immediately after I started actually making little BS rhymes and remixes, they started getting a little picked up ahead of their time. So I kind of missed like the open mic stage of your career, the sell mixtapes at your trunks step of the way to immediately getting some kind of notice. Way before I was ready for it, so it was a little bit of a struggle to balance out expectations, which were kind of based on nothing, just aside from the fact that people knew I had the ability to rap. And then from there, after I already had expectations on me, to try to craft my sound and what I'm really supposed to sound like and what I sound best doing.
Right.
That was probably the biggest hurdle so far, is to really figure out my identity in this shit and in this stuff. Sorry, I don't know if it's cursing.
Yeah, you can curse.
Okay, cool. Fuck. no, but that was probably the hardest part, to try to figure out where exactly I fit in after people were already listening.
Now, I know you are associated with Master Ace on his M3 label, so we'll get into that in a minute. So definitely a strong cosign in terms of credibility. But what was interesting to me is that you had a development deal for a little while, so that was part of your path to get to where you are now. What did that teach you? Because from what I understand from doing a little bit of research, it it seems like they were trying to fit a square peg into a round hole in a way. Would that be accurate in saying that, in terms of trying to make you into something that you really weren't? So talk about that.
Yeah, and you know, pretty much, you know, I'm older now, because you know, when I was younger, I was like obviously super, super bitter about it. I can kind of see what happened now, because you know, you take a kid like I was super young looking, and I matched the visual description of this kind of new wave of young white boy rappers that was popping up, and it was a very pop leaning, family friendly vibe that was going on, and it just it wasn't me. However much I might have looked like it. It wasn't me. You know, in all fairness, I didn't really give them a world of material to work off of.
Okay.
But it was kind of fighting that, like I said before, that inexperience of, all right, I know how to rap and I know how to make beats, and now people are starting to learn that. I don't know what I want to sound like yet, but the assumption that people are getting is way, way, way off of where I want to end up.
Right. So what does that make you now, when it comes to, as you continue to walk this path and take this journey, especially with the impending release of The Waiting Place, the EP, does that make you a little bit more hesitant when you're taking next steps in terms of listening to other people, or are you still open to that because of who you're associated with now?
Especially, I've been kind of spoiled by working with M3. Like, now if critique is coming through, at least at this stage of my career, it's got to come from a place of trust.
Right.
Because, you know, I've been on pen with M3 for about a year and a half now. But we've been working on Handshake for, like, you know, 3 years.
Okay.
They've, you know, been finding me out there, consulting with me, developing, kind of mentoring me. So any input that they give at this point, I know it's coming from a good place, because they know me, they know my morals, they know what I do and don't want to do, and they get the general idea of what I would like to be portrayed as. So any critique from them, I'm able to take constructively, whether I follow it or not. I'm stubborn, so it's a hit or miss, but at least I always know that's coming from a good place. As far as outside, it does make me a little bit more hesitant to see that people in, you know, kind of upper echelon of the industry will have such a preconceived notion of what they already want to hear before it's even presented to them.
Right. Gotcha. We are with De La Zoo on Microphone Masters, and so I listened to the project, and there are a couple that stand out to me, and I wanted to get your thoughts on these. But it's a seven-song project. You have Master Ace on it, on the song called The Mission. But the song Things May Fall, really love the vibe of that song. And then also Not Around. Did you produce all of those tracks for this EP?
Yeah, I produced everything on it.
Okay. And it's very melodic, as I mentioned before. I get that vibe from it. When you are going through, and I know you've worked with DJ Rob and all that from with M3, are you with the sound of this project, you described yourself as a dreamer and trying to find your place. How is that evolution coming musically? Because I know you're a trained pianist and all that stuff. How does that come musically from a production standpoint?
The production standpoint has been cool, because the goal is that it's not too noticed, but the actual span of when the records are recorded, it's like 2 years and four apartments. Like, it's got a pretty wide span on when those are recorded, and I can kind of hear it. Well, I kind of picked up a couple tricks along the way.
Yeah.
You mentioned Things May Fall. That was kind of my old, like, that's like my comfort zone. Like, I grew up on Midwest hip hop, like Long Village, Dilla, you know, Common. That's the kind of stuff I grew up with. So it was like major key, synth lead, piano beats with a little bit of break beats in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I grew up on.
Yeah.
And as much as I love that style of music, I could make that all day and never break out of it. So something like Not Around, not only was it a lot darker, a lot more minor key, but it was also simple. Like, it was probably the most simple beat on the project. There's only about 3 or 4 instruments in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of forcibly getting myself out of my comfort zone, which was made easier by the fact that it was some, you know, 2-3 years while I wasn't releasing anything. So it was strictly experimenting, send it up to M3, see what their input was. Sometimes they'd add a little bit of post-production, add some in, take some out, and sometimes they would just leave it and call it good.
I want to ask this, because you mentioned that this project, you recorded over a span of time. we know yeah. in hip hop it's that microwave society. So this album's gonna drop on April 15th, and then by the 17th, somebody will hit you up and say, "Where's the new stuff? Where's the new stuff?"
How yep, yep.
Are you prepared for the accelerated pace in which you may? And I'm not saying that you will have to do this, because some artists are hesitant to do that because they want to work at their right. own at their own pace and take a measured approach. What is your approach going to be? Speed up or take your time?
Yeah. As far as I view it, I kind of have to earn that. You know, I have a big respect for the artists that do take their time. They don't oversaturate their listeners.
Yeah.
And you can really tell they, you know, took a year, maybe 2 years, maybe 2.5 to really craft a fully cohesive sonic project that they, you know, spared no expense or effort on. But I'm not there yet. You know, my listeners don't owe that kind of patience to me yet, because I haven't given them that incentive to do so. So until I know that I have my listeners' trust, that, you know, they expect me to come consistent, they expect me to come nice, I'll serve it up super quick. And fortunately, because that record was such a long process, like the most recently recorded song on there is almost a year old.
Okay.
So I already got new shit in the can for when they start asking more.
Okay. There's a famous album title, I think it was Consequence that had this "Don't Quit Your Day Job." So So what is, so in terms of, I know you're going to be going on some tour dates with Master Ace and doing all that. So in the meantime and in between time, what do you do to keep yourself busy? How do you keep the lights on? What does De La Zoo do when he's not in the lab concocting new music?
I work at a skate shop in the mall.
Okay. Do people come in and recognize you, or you know, how does that work? Does that happen every once in a while?
Actually, to a flattering point, it happens pretty often.
Nice.
It was especially kind of encouraging during the kind of namesake to the project, the 2 or 3 year period where I was really waiting to say, do I want to do this?
Yeah.
I cut for it. Am I going to continue doing it? Is this record ever going to fucking come out? Like, so it was really refreshing during that period where it, at least, you know, twice a week someone comes in like, "Oh shit, didn't know you worked here. Like, let's go with your project when you got a show," whatever.
Nice.
So it actually, you know, no one likes having a day job if rap is what they want to do.
Yeah.
But with a city as small as mine, it's actually benefited me to be so visible, like right out in the city, to have people, you know where to find me, know where to get tickets, know where to ask me where the new music is.
So you're associated, again, the project is the Waiting Place EP.
Yeah.
And you're the mentor of sorts, or you're associated with Master Ace, and his career spans
yep.
3 decades. So what is, I'm sure he's dropped a lot of jewels on you, but what's one or two things that Ace has passed on to you, or that you've learned from him?
Master Ace is crazy too, because Ace is, you know, when he drops a gem on you, because, you know, he's pretty vocal in the record.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly he hasn't had too much to say, like, you know, aside from like, "I like this one more than that one." Like, he's pretty much let me grow, and it's for the most part liked whatever I've sent him. When he drops like that occasional life gem on you, he's a quiet cat, so it's not often.
Yeah.
But aside, I bumped with him over last summer to do a photo shoot down there, and he had put me on to, you know, he really gave me some gems about how much his live performance is actually important to his craft. And for someone who has been touring 6-7 months out of the year for the last like 30,
yeah,
that makes sense, you know. And for a cat like me, like I can count the amount of times I've worked in a big studio. I'm very indoorsy when it comes to this shit. I'm a very studio cat.
Mm-hmm.
I do, you know, pretty much everything in music myself. It's really easy for me to forget, you know, however much I'm dying to get out on the road and really show people my music. Like, well, shit, I got to treat that just as importantly as I do, you know, what I do in the lab.
Yeah, it's
that's probably one of the more important things that he pressed on to me.
True words have never been spoken. True words have never been spoken. That's, yeah, that live element, that'll have you. The ball will definitely start rolling in that regard. So I know your website is delazoo.info. So that's delazoo.info.
Yep.
So let the folks know how else they can keep in touch with you, and again, what the name of the project is, man.
Y'all can keep in touch with me on Twitter, Instagram, both De La Zoo. DeLaZoo.info is the official URL for the site. The Waiting Place, my first EP, drops April 15th. and facebook.com/DeLaZoo.
So we're going to definitely get into a couple joints from De La Zoo, and definitely love to have you back, man. As folks who listen to the podcast know, I don't say that all the time, so definitely would love to have you back. So you are listening to Microphone Masters on DoveCNN.com.
I get creative and dark. We're left alone too long. I'm probably not complacent with art. To do infinitude, never collide, and I call it art. But fuck it, I just want it right from the start. Now that ain't honest. Think she found a diner, so I'm working for selfish purpose. Like, how the fuck I stay home when I know that she out here working? Now, how I'm gonna throw no fit when one check won't get us no good shit? She spending smart and she hates that I'm spending hood rich. I don't believe in never getting what I'm working for. Never see the day where I will overdraft for Jordan Force. No, I'm working retail, that should feel like door to door. Managing a staff, I don't give a fuck about more and more. And the night with my wife and comfortable bedding. Temporary ceilings, I'm fairly comfortable renting. I don't need to own it ever as long as comfortable setting. Cause I'm living at a limit, I'm barely comfortable renting. But I swear I'm going all out. Tell them haters, bring the motherfucking dogs out. I think I'm ready for it, accept the mission. Believed in depriving myself and I'd have been a Christian. But I'm not, I'm at the crib rocking everything that I got. Around the house is not to scuff it, hope the roommates see the cops on the tops of the pins. Cause subconscious ain't below me. I'm only trying to know you if you know me.
Every time I've got a little on my mind, I've got a little on my mind. Don't know myself at all. I've got a little on my mind, I've got a little on my mind.
I did a few things I never thought I'd do. Trying to maintain, I'd be ashamed if my daughter knew. Ask God to forgive is what I ought to do. Trying to live carrying this pain like it's portable. Man, this shit is insane, it becomes a part of you. Trying to get the crib on the coast with the water view. I owe a lot, like the city of Waterloo. To this gang is when the chain was affordable. I bought a few like I was living good. Something came from nothing in the hood, but there was more to do. The new beams looking mean, I'ma order blue. Looking sorta new, pulling up in the quarter two. I know it's just a dream that I'm living. The only thing I'm giving is a few shits more than you. Found get what's due, then I'm sure to sue. Then dreams turn true and I can start anew.
Every time I've got a little on my mind, I've got a little on my mind. Don't know myself at all. Got a little on my mind, I've got a little on my mind.
Said it, then you meant it, then it's all. I don't give a fuck, I don't be running away from nothing. And you think it sounds dramatic in a song. But I don't got too much to lose and I done put it up on long, long paths. That done got me up on packs, tryna get a stack, so homie, this is lap one, getting up a lap two. That's just making rap tunes, that boom. Better brands on the new cat, look, listen to me. Got me feeling like the man around here. Check once, ain't it foul, had it planned now. Year road, shit of ours, and the whole damn town steers to the east for the music, but it's fam down there. I ain't tripping, not a stealing, I'm on. If you listen, you can get it in your home. If you notice, they get it on their own. We ain't need a bigger city, we can tell you where it's from. This is K-Town, and what's a man without a pride in his turf? A little bit of pride in his work, a sense of purpose in the heart that beats inside of his shirt. Pipe dreams are dead alive in the dirt, mine is alive, Jesus. Paycheck is worth a couple of five pieces. And now you see how good this life treats us. Think I had the nerve to wonder what I do it for. Signs to wondering that, true to yours.
Every time I fall, I've got a little on my mind. I've got a little on my mind. Don't know myself at all. Got a little on my mind. Got a little on my mind.
Why you gotta be so rude? And why you gotta be so mean? How you finna talk with a mouthful of dudes? And if anything to say when you be looking at me, I see. Just trying to reap what you getting on me. I ain't had to talk that shit so far. Stand with a little bit of man in my stance, never swinging, but you haven't seen me running. Fuck y'all. Girls on fleek, works on slight. Sell my beats, works alright. Tears to the show from your so-called wife. But you praying I ain't never been the lowball type. That's not how I operate. Fans wanna hit a hip-hop parade with a sound that's lit on my wrist while tripping a bit, switching it up because the younger got a lot to say. I'm like, God damn, all up in the city with a body. Plan, break one time to the pop chant. Re-up the standards and buy fans. Cause I only wanna say it's God's plan. Every time I slip and fall, start tripping on some hard ones. Shit gets real in the rock sand. You don't wanna fight with me, the baby don't start one. Car run, little bit slower now. Girlfriend gotta hold me down. Tourniquet, quick plasma to poke me now. I just bit lip mag, but I know renown. I just bit lip, swallowed the boastful nouns. And I'm a diss bitch pitch with the oldest sound. At the crib with a stake and a list on the big shit. Let them on. motherfuckers try to hold me down.
It's so wild when I'm not around. I don't wanna know what you're talking about. It's so loud when I'm not around. I don't wanna know what you're talking about. It's so loud when I'm not around. I don't wanna know what you're talking about. It's so loud when I'm not around. I don't wanna know what you're talking about.
Why it all gotta be true? How your whole hood gonna take flight then crash landing where ASAP say gets killed? Hold up, why you gotta sniff it? I ate that pill. Why you gotta front like you pay that real? Run ops in a crop top, play that real. Had him in a few cats that could play that real. Good few good men in a postal code up map. When we run tracks, don't know slower. Fact is your man live a hope, don't post up. I can't sing cause I know no hover. Hold me over till I'm gone. Scratch that record, throw that song. That gives, oh boy, throw this on. Tumblr rapping, nom and nom. Long shirt, you Connor, swag. See you morning colors at the Bronco back. Kids wanna huddle till we all fade black. But that'll get us somewhere and we all know that. Presentation that I almost lack. Saying so much that it's almost bad. If I try to give you any more, then I took my family off cause I made to put my mom's on black. Black, black. I'll be dead in any mention of the backpack. I'm ahead of any other, this is rap, rap. Ain't a premix even need a when I'm at back. And that's that, lab rap for the pre-trial. Then I bring it back, green mile. And I'm here to give you a taste. Let you see the face of the people that you keep out.
So loud when I'm not around. I don't wanna know what you're talking about. It's so loud when I'm not around. I don't wanna know what you're talking about. It's so loud when I'm not around. I don't wanna know what you're talking about. It's so loud when I'm not around. I don't wanna know what you're talking about.
Yo, what up, though? This is D.I.W. This is Sunny Day Rapper, man. Shout out to Microphone Matthew. That's you and me. Good job.
And yo, whatever comes up, comes out. We don't put our hands over our mouth. And whatever comes up, comes out. We don't put our hands over our mouth. Whatever comes up, comes out.
Peace, Mr. Bassman. Let on me.
Real shit right here. I'm beautiful.
Hey yo, depending on the day and depending on what I ate, I'm anywhere from 20 to 35 pounds overweight. I got red eyes and one of them's lazy, and they both squint when the sun shines, so I look crazy. I'm albino, man. I know I'm pink and pale, and I'm hairy as hell everywhere but fingernails. I shave a cranium that ain't quite shaped right. Face type shiny, I stay up and write late nights. My wardrobe is jeans and faded shirts, a mixture of what I like and what I wear to work. I'm not mean and got a neck full of razor bumps. I'm not the classic profile of what the ladies want. You might think I'm depressed as can be, but when I look in the mirror I see sexy ass me. And if that's something you can't respect, then that's peace. My life's better without you, actually. To everyone out there who's a little different, I say, damn a magazine, these is God's fingerprints. You can call me ugly, but can't take nothing from me. I am what I am, doctor, you ain't gotta love me. If you would please turn in your Bible to Beauty Tips According to Forrest Whitaker, in the third chapter of the third line. Brother Ali, would you please read to the choir for me, son?
I'ma be alright, you ain't gotta be my friend, and
you ain't gotta love me.
And I'ma be okay, you would probably bore me anyway.
You ain't gotta love me.
And I'ma be alright, you ain't gotta be my friend, and
you ain't gotta love me.
And I'ma be okay, you would probably bore me anyway.
You ain't gotta love me.
And I'ma be alright, you ain't gotta be my friend, and
you ain't gotta love me.
And I'ma be okay, you would probably bore me anyway.
You ain't gotta love me.
La 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 la.
Come on, come on.
Microphone Masters on JazzCNN.com. And so once again, shout out to and thanks to De La Zoo for stopping by. Definitely going to have that gentleman back. And we just came out of the Forrest Whitaker joint by Brother Ali. I love that joint. So make sure you hit us up. Microphone Masters, it's mm@dubcnn.com. The Facebook is facebook.com/microphonemastersradio. Hit us up on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio. Hit Star Saxon up on Twitter at Star Saxon. That's two R's and three X's. I'm on Twitter at Javon Love. That's L-U-V. So about a year ago, or at the end, towards the latter end of last NBA basketball season, there was an incident that happened with Thabo Sefolosha. Essentially, what happened was there was an issue at a nightclub, and of course, whenever there's something that goes on in a nightclub, the blame is always placed upon the athlete for being at the wrong place past midnight, whatever the case may be, and right. It resulted in Sefolosha suffering a broken leg, kept him out of the playoff run. He kept him out of the playoff run for Atlanta, and who knows what they would have been able to do if he was there. Who knows? But the point is, he didn't get a chance to do that. So he ended up taking it to trial because he proclaimed his innocence. Long story short, he was acquitted. And along the way, it's funny because they tried to offer him a plea deal. Hey, if you just admit no wrongdoing, do 24 hours of community service, everything will be good. But everything came down on the side of Sefolosha. Well, actually, one of his teammates, what was the gentleman's name? Pero Antic. He was also a part of what happened. And so now he's filing suit against the New York Police Department. And I just wanted to get your thoughts, Star Saxon, on this. The way it was covered, because there's always the sensationalism of an incident like this when it happens. Where was he doing? Why was he at? Athletes shouldn't be doing this, and thugs, and all these things. And then when the trial started, there was barely any type of coverage on it. And then when he was acquitted, then there was really no coverage on it. And I wanted to get your thoughts on how that happens, not only with athletes, but even so in the media with people of color, the way things are depicted. Because when we are vindicated, then there's the retraction is not big enough as it was when they were trying to point the finger of blame.
Hey man, fucking media are just fucking animals. They want that fucking bloody headline at the top, you know, rapper rapes girl, athlete stab six people in a drunken rage, and then you know what happens. That shit goes to court, and then the athlete is acquitted, and they find out that motherfuckers is lying, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, so like put that shit on page 12."
Yeah, put it in the last segment in sports, and it says, and also in a footnote tonight, that type of thing.
Yeah, remember back in the day when we thought that dude killed 65 people? Yeah, well, it was actually just a hoax. We just thought we'd just follow up and just do our due diligence, let you know that. I mean, can't trust the media, dude. Like, they want the worst fucking headline. Like, athlete acquitted for wrongdoing, had nothing to do with it, event never even took place. They're not putting that shit in the headlines. They're not putting that shit in the headlines at all. I mean, this happens time and time and time again, dude. I'm actually shocked that ESPN is even covering this shit, right?
Yeah.
But we know dude was going to get paid because the NYPD fucked up so much. They got that fuck up fund, so just cut the check and move on.
true indeed.
You know, they know their cops are there to be fucking up. So they just put a little bit, got something in the kitty on the side, pay these fools off, don't put it in the front news. We'll make sure that we keep, you know, this image that we're doing, we're New York's finest when we're really not, and we're just gonna keep the shit moving.
I'm glad at least that I'm glad that Sefolosha was vindicated and acquitted, because remember what was the guy's name that was on the, I think it was the Indiana Pacers. They went outside a nightclub. I think his last name is Jackson. And he stood on top of the hood and he was popping off his gun. This was years ago. And so that dude, guilty. This dude, this is Sefolosha, innocent. So I'm happy about that. So we're going to get into a couple of joints, man. I want to hear what Star Saxon's last words are. And we have an interesting song that we're going to be heading out to, and hopefully Star Saxon will appreciate this. I ended up unearthing this one. I really like this joint. But so we're going to get into Prodigy featuring Childish Gambino, Body. Power Rule featuring Large Professor, Glory in Paradise, and the new E40. E40 is called Slappin'. And so we got Prodigy, Childish Gambino, Power Rule, Large Professor, and E40. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Street niggas, hood rats, ladies and gentlemen. Childish Gambino greater than sign everyone. Apples to oranges, Jay Leno to Letterman. Got a cool whip and my girl ass gelatin. Fake niggas back in style, no never that. If I'm wrong, see you in hell with hella cash. God damn it, we the boys with the endless rain. Royalty forever and the rest is just a silly game. Still learning how to work the girlfriend's genitals. Still buying sweaters off of 30 Rock residuals. Money change everything, these bitches always down to ride. Especially if you keep they nose gentrified. Money off of curse words, I hope my mama's proud of me. Man, I've done it all, so I guess we both prodigies. From PJs to PJs, that's projects to privates. Now you understand my fucking mindset. Let them know.
I know you want my head to roll, my body on that dirty curb. My rap music getting gone, niggas want me in the dirt. I bust your little bubble, shatter your dreams, and push you over in my bottomless pit. A 16's alchemist rapper, transform on you, shape shift. Cause if it never dawned on you, I'm a snake, bitch. The great serpent is tatted on my fist. Kundalini Peter, eye on the pyramid. This is meditated, load of my aura that over life us. Escaped out the belly like it's been a long time. Son, surprise, son, I'm back for you motherfuckers sold. You owe me, we made a blood pact when you stole my style. Your nigga straight bit my swag. But I'm a demon, I get even when I take mine's back. I'm a god in the flesh, all this power I possess. I crush you little pussies like sex. Who's next?
Sitting on a bunch of green faces, so my wallet is an alien invasion or a spaceship. My crew's the illest, so we are real monsters. Nicktoons, Ickis, deadlines the stupidest, but it be lucrative. I'm selling out these venues, niggas gotta get used to it. Now fucking with the realest that you ever had, and be my motherfucking nigga, so I call him dad.
Yeah, I'm a motherfucker too, birthed a lot of sons. Get a lot of money, spent it on a lot of guns. I'm trying to change, I don't want to scare away sex. Clean me up, but you can't change what's in my head.
Killing Glenn Levitt, Don P said it. My flow go to earth, we the ill pandemic. Smoke the whole barna, bitch, I'm on my high horse. You don't watch Community? Girl, what is you lying for?
Bitch, I got immunity, out here in the jungle of concrete, where I hustle getting all these rhymes off. Hoes wanna jump, but I don't want your little dyke. I'm too preoccupied with this good life.
I want a hood life, cash and clothes, fast as hoes. Then get ghosts like Casper though. I smash them though, they don't know a hitter. Childish Gambino, show a nigga that you with him, say ow.
Right now you're checking out Microphone Masters, the hottest series out on the internet. Dope interviews, dope music, introspective questions.
LP told me effectively,
yo, rule, you gotta hit him with that smooth G.
So I seep down deep in the concrete and crevice, analyze myself and formulated a message. Elevated my conscience and self-worth in order to be the man my mother visioned from birth. Hard liquor and narcotics collided, thrust me into darkness, vacant places of silence.
I hear them sirens, hard bottoms on the stairs. Radio transmission saying he's in there. What a dead messing with the meters, cause we all talk Spanish. Now I'm sweating and I'm panicked, pacing like a manic, breaking holes in the ceramic, hoping I can dump it and flush it until it vanish. And if I manage to handle it unscathed, I'ma drop to my knees, glorify and praise. 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 Smooth. Cause I don't get upset. I read a page from the history book, then I reflect, reminisce on the corners when Bobby was selling packs. Yellow tops, blue tops, it's still all crack. And I still can't believe brothers still smoking that. So I pray to Elijah we can get them back. My contribution was destructive, destroying a generation. Pyrex and a pie in anonymous locations. Automatics that shimmered like bright lights and beacons, terrorizing those threatened and weakened. Excuse me if I choose to sound like Anthony Cruz, but this is poignant like the Ill Street Blues. News feeds the media mangle these young minds, so if justice will be done, I'll do it in my time. Didn't happen then, but now I'm in my prime. Classic example of growing in due time. Glorify praise. Glorify praise. Glorify praise.
I don't want them around me, I don't need them.
I don't need
them. Find a real one like me, tell them I want them meet.
It all depends on how you breathe,
how you breathe.
And who they come up under.
Come up under.
Your plug might be jealous, cause you took his thunder,
took his thunder.
Let him know that you recognize him as a factor. One of the rules of power, never outshine the master.
The master.
Slur can't in my cup, category fifth.
45th.
All on Snapchat, taking hella flicks.
Hella flicks.
Some of my fellas is sober, some of them smoking dope.
Smoking dope.
Some of my fellas is older, some too young to vote.
To vote.
Rapper now, but used to be a dealer.
A dealer.
Got enough paper to have your best friend kill.
Friend
release the salad ones up in the bean.
What you
I'm yelling, real nigga over everything.
Oh, hey,
cause motherfucking yak. Got me not know how to act. About to fuck on this bitch in the back. Yeah, get an ass fucking slap.
What it do?
Yeah, hit this motherfucking slap. Hey, hey, said this motherfucking slap. It's slap. Said this motherfucking slap. What it
Homeboy bought a rollie and his shit kept ticking. Invisible sets rocking like my shit went missing. When the ice hit the light, it twinkle and glisten. Then my shooter get shot and I'ma finish his mission. Currently on my second tour ever, this feel like heaven. They calling me to do it, no Devin, it's for my seven. I ride if I'm summoned, I abide by nothing. I'm my own damn boss, I can put you on the summit. Tuesdays I'm rocking with my Uzi. Slapping dumb horns, you lock me off a toupee. Yola whipping product, white as Crest toothpaste. I flip a coin and take a lot just like I'm toothpaste. Elevated on my high horse, now can't come down. My achievements speak loud, I'm a dope child. Water hit me on my sailor like Neffy. Knock this out, I need that clapping shit. That slapping shit, tryna blow a speaker out.
Cause motherfucking yak. Got me not know how to act. About to fuck on this bitch in the back. Yeah, get an ass fucking slap. Yeah, hit this motherfucking slap. Ayy, ayy, say this motherfucking slap. It's slapping. Say this motherfucking slap. What's happening?
Hey, hey, learn
concerned about it. Having so much money, it take me 2 weeks to count. Baby girl got kicks, make her booty shake, she got talent. Hit it from the back, her knees shake, and she lose her balance.
Whoa, whoa, hold up. 3624, she a double D cup.
Give her splits on the floor, bust it open in the club.
All them bitches jealous, cause niggas showing you love.
Popping my collar, drinking my drink, and making my presence known. Vanilla tobacco, time for a cologne I got on. You can tell by the way that I carry myself, I'm a star. These cruddy buffs on my face cost more than your car. From a dollar to a millionaire, they stop and stare. Look at my IG, I'm everywhere. Batches be liking on me cause they know I'm the guy guy. Blowing this tree, put it in the air like Wi-Fi.
Who's the motherfucking yak? Got me not know how to act. About to fuck on this bitch in the back. Yeah, get her ass fucking slap. Yeah, get this motherfucking slap. Ayy, ayy, say this motherfucking slap. It's slapping. Say this motherfucking slap. What's happening? Say this motherfucking slap.
Are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Again, special shout out and thanks to De La Zoo for stopping by. Star Saxon, without further ado, I want to get the last words. My last words, I'm just persevering. Those are my last words. I'm just persevering, so nothing too special for me. But any last words for you? Because we heading out this episode. We're leaving this episode with EPMD featuring Dos FX coming at you. Now, you remember this joint, right? Coming at you.
Hit Squad, dude.
Yes, sir. So EPMD featuring Dos FX coming at you. So any last words from Mr. Star Saxon?
Batman versus Superman.
Oh, yes. How could I ignore that? So I'm sure
I
you
dropped
saw
the
it.
Money. Uh-huh. I saw it. There's a lot of negative talk about this movie being garbage, crap, and a piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's a little too strong to describe it. I would say it is the ultimate movie if you're a 12-year-old boy.
Okay.
So if you're going to go into this theater with the mindset that this shit ain't going to be like The Dark Knight or some of the greatest superhero movie ever,
yeah.
And in fact, it's just going to be a fucking movie for some 12-year-old boys, you're like, oh, hell yeah, this shit's crazy. You'll fucking love it. Now, the shit apparently is not Deadpool. I mean, that's a whole other zone.
Okay.
More ways than one. But is Batman versus Superman worth your money? I'm going to come out here and say yes.
Okay.
Did I like Man of Steel? No.
Okay.
Did I like Batman versus Superman? Yes.
Okay.
What type of hero is Superman in Batman versus Superman? Hey, dude, Superman is a brooding little bitch.
Okay.
I can't deal with him. He's too fucking emo.
Okay.
What type of superhero is Batman in Batman versus Superman? Hey, my chips are all in on Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne.
Really?
And okay. Batman.
Okay.
This Batman didn't give a fuck. This Batman was OG. This Batman was killing niggas. This Batman is a trigger puller. This Batman didn't give a flying fuck, dude.
Okay.
This Batman was hardcore. I'm not going to tell you one to fight, but I'm going to tell you this Batman was hardcore. Okay. There wasn't enough of this Batman in the movie for me. But if you're willing to go into this movie, like, A, it's just for some 10-year-old boys. You know, it's like King Kong versus Godzilla type shit, right?
Yeah.
And you want to see Batman really fucking do his thing, this is the movie you want to go see. If you're a Batman fan and you want to see Batman do his thing, and you can just put in a little box that this Batman, he's willing to pull the trigger. Because some people are like, Batman doesn't kill. And I'm like, come on, man. At a certain point, you got to pull the trigger and stop sending niggas to Arkham. If you're willing to fucking he's putting in work. If you're willing to deal with the dust and he's willing to kill niggas,
yeah.
Hey man, this is the on point Batman. And just how Christian Bale's Batman got beat up severely by Bane,
yeah.
In that Christopher Nolan trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you drop Bane against this Batman, Bane lasted 15 seconds, dude.
Like that.
Hey man, this Batman, I don't even know if you can call him Batman. He was like Batman hat / Punisher.
Okay.
/ Iron Man.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you guys, yo, man, go see the movie. And if you think I was lying about this Batman being hard as fuck, then fucking tweet me and say, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But this Batman was definitely worth the ticket price.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Because people are either, it's very polarizing. They either love it or they hate it. It seems that there are very few people that are in the middle where this real world is concerned, partially because of when Ben Affleck was named as the in the starting role in the role of Batman slash Bruce Wayne, that a lot of people were just, oh no, no, maybe because it was too soon, thinking it was too soon because of the most recent Batman trilogy, and thinking that it was too soon to do that. I don't know.
It was too soon to do it, but yo, man, I hated on the motherfucker too. Like, Ben Affleck, fucking hell. Hey, Ben Affleck pulled that shit off.
Okay.
He pulled that shit off. Hey, he's only about that work, boss. That's it. He's just about that work, dude. He's like, I already got the paper. I got the crib. I'm just about that work, man. I was just like, fuck. Okay, Ben. Bullshitting Daredevil. But you really pulled this shit off. It's definitely worth checking out if you're a Batman fan. If you're a Superman fan, it's just a different take on him. Like, he's just always like brooding, and he's like contemplating philosophical issues of like, dude, you know, am I a god or am I not a god? I'm like, man, just up and away and go fucking save somebody, dude. I don't need you thinking about this shit. We got college professors for that shit. And the Lex Luthor was a little weird, but he kind of harkened back to the time when Lex Luthor was more of a mad scientist, more so than like a calculating, bald corporate executive. So this guy is like, I'm going to build a machine or something, and I'm going to say, I'm going to kill Superman and all of his friends, and give a little sinister laugh. Like, that's how Lex Luthor was in like the 50s and 60s, sort of kind of like playing on that.
So real quick, before we head out, I wanted to get your thought on it, because there are so many different types. I mean, because you and Blaze are so well steeped in terms of the comic book universe with the different characters, and so how their personalities can tweak depending on the type of how they try to do the story twist, where Batman is a little bit more regal, where Batman is a little bit more hardcore, where Spider-Man is a little harder with the black suit and all that stuff. How do you like the different takes that come across on the silver screen that give you all kinds of different interpretations of these comic book characters? Do you like those?
I think the producers of comic book movies need to make sure they're doing a good job in just articulating that to the broader potential audience before a movie drops. That there are different iterations and presentations of these characters in the comic books. And so you have to say, which one are you aligning us with, so that we go into the movie theater knowing that from the jump. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but, you know, Daredevil on TV, on Netflix, that presentation of Daredevil is fucking Frank Miller, written by the great comic book writer and artist Frank Miller. After he left Daredevil, he goes over to Batman, and like, he basically repackages Batman and Batman Year One to give him the definitive origin story. And the Batman that we know as, quote, the Dark Knight, that's Frank Miller. So he basically prototyped what Batman as the Dark Knight would be in the character of Daredevil in the 70s. And then he took that approach and applied it to Batman, which obviously has a wider reading audience. And so a lot of people nowadays might not realize that the reason why Daredevil and Batman are the same is that the same person wrote it and revamped the characters to be the same.
Interesting, right? Okay. Yeah.
So the Batman versus Superman fight appeared in a 1986 graphic novel called Batman the Dark Knight, written and drawn by who? Frank fucking Miller.
Yeah.
So when you say you like Batman the Dark Knight and all you're really saying is you like the Frank Miller version of Batman. For all intents, we grew up on that version of Batman, if you're like 30, 35, 40 years plus.
Yeah.
And all the presentations of Batman since then are effectively, you know, continuing on in that tradition. Now, there might be some comic books you read like the last 10 years, like All-Star Batman and Robin, where they try to take it back to like the Silver Age Batman, where, you know, it was more, I don't want to say aligned with the 60s version, but the motherfucker wasn't dark and brooding and shit. You know, Joker wasn't raping Batgirl, beating fucking Robin to death with a fucking crowbar in the 80s with like the whole Alan Moore shit.
Yeah.
But the whole like light version of Batman, you know, where it's not dark and brooding,
mm-hmm.
That occurred, you know, prior to the 70s. So if you want that type of Batman, that's the Adam West Batman TV show, the closest thing you're going to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the dark green Batman, the Frank Miller Batman, you're going to get that shit in all different iterations between Christopher Nolan and this new Ben Affleck Batman. But in my opinion, when you look at the new Ben Affleck Batman, when you go back and look at the Christopher Nolan ones, what you realize is there wasn't any action in those movies.
Yeah, you got a point. Yeah,
especially the third one.
Yeah,
I mean, and then the choreography and the fights were just really, really basic. But when you watch the new Batman versus Superman, you see Batman really doing his thing, and you're like, okay, this is what the fuck I was waiting for, but I didn't realize I was missing in the Nolan ones. And the ironic part is, Christopher Nolan is the executive producer of like Batman versus Superman.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so he was part of it. So it's a little weird. But and so like Spider-Man, you got different versions of that.
Yeah.
X-Men, there's so many different, I don't want to say versions, but different teams that are, you know, pursuing different narratives, that when they call these things X-Men or Iron Man or Captain America, it's like, which version are you using? Yeah, let us know going in there so we can be like, all right, this is what I should anticipate experiencing, so that my review and opinion of it can be completely aligned with what their goals were before they made the movie. Otherwise, you know, like, some people don't know that Captain America dies in the Civil War comic books, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not a spoiler. Go read the fucking book. So, after he dies, Bucky takes over as Captain America. So, for the next Captain America movie, if he in fact dies in Civil War, well, we know that Bucky will be Captain America, and Bucky is a trigger puller. So you're gonna have Captain America going around dumping on motherfuckers.
Hmm.
Do you want to see that? Do you want to take your kids to see that? Or do you want to keep the Steve Rogers version of Captain America that's like, you know, all shucks, golly gee willikers, thou shalt not kill, you know, I'm a real, real good guy, I do everything by the book. Or do you want the darker version of Captain America, which potentially could be coming at the outcome of the new Captain America Civil War movie? There's lots of different ways these comic book characters are gone. And it's just interesting to know which way they're going to take it.
Interesting. So on behalf
Nerd talk.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. On behalf of Star Saxon, I am Jay Love, and thanks again for stopping by. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Stop by dubcnn.com. Check out what we got going on over there. And until next time, we're going to leave you with EPMD featuring Dos Effects. It's called Coming At You. As Star Saxon said, it's a classic Def Squad posse cut. So we are Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. You can...
Just returns the last dragon, balls of fire, back to attack, and sharp like barbed wire. The rough, rugged, near human, black alien. My style's foreign compared to an Israeli, and I rock a shock, a new style. Hardcore's the profile. I bust a cap for the buck wild. I'm back in effect, how's that? I'm not Teddy Riley, but I'm swinging like a new jack. You know me, so yo, check my flow, G. I rock 48 hours like Nick Nolte. And for your information, I find whack MCs can't subdue them like Jason. Yeah, dude, gnarly, what they call me? E-double who raps off the wall, see? I work out, yeah, I do my fitness so I can find a mistress while I'm in the business. A gold digger with the hourglass figure. I'm feeling sad, damn, nigga. Now I'm rocking the house with Dos Effects. Yeah, some live effects. MD got my back, so I'm going for mine. So watch it, or pop, pop, pop goes my nine. Slow flow, so watch the head blow. No rules in the rap game, I'm throwing elbows.
The name,
Mike Dodd.
Say what?
This is hip hop. Roll with the hit squad, stop like the go by.
Singing these shots, but
Paris Smith rocks the spot. Pumps him up the block. Pissed because my tune knocked. Tower down over sucker next is Dos Effects.
Biggity Mike, check. One, two, check.
I think I wanna rock it, MD.
Okay, Dre, bet. Time to exit, yo, so I'm out there. If you want me, you can find me at the crib. Still getting my ripping rhymes on the main line. Don't play me, your pop goes to nine.
How's about a mic wrecker? I figured to break a back, I'm black and I can decker, nigga. You figured the way I kick it, I'm dashing. I think it is stuck, Johnny Forrest cash and I trashed him. I figured they made the bastard look sloppy. Copy, I pack a nine if you're trying to.
Nigga, the unga bunga, I'm swinging it from the left, so tell the chef, boy, are these niggas nice? And plus I'm breath, tickety take it like asthma. The jibbity jibber jabber, rough rapper. I reckon then I step like a ladder, so add a niggity another page into my rap book. I strike like the weapon or a mother effing.
I niggity give a fender. Biggity bender to a tender, crony like Chachi did Joni. She'll stagger when I move my lips like Mick Jagger. She'll go boo boo gaga, then call me Ali
babba, the jibbity jibba, jabba, the jibbity jibba, jabba, jaw, biggity record, click and get.
I'm biggity throwing a slang like a boomer, rang, kill the rumor, bang. I steal the show like I used to steal boomers, then I drop kick. A topic from the sewer or the trash can. I'm niggity not the video game, but on my back, man. I'm slick, right? I got more dick than Van Dyke. Liggity, let the nines clap, cause I'm back to the man pipe.